वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 23 एंटाइटल्ड द ब्राह्मणास वाइव्स आर ब्लेस्ड टेक्स्ट 28 एंड टेक्स्ट 29 तद्यातदेव यजनम् पतयो द्विदेतयः स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति युष्माभिर्गृहमेदिनः तद्यातदेव यजनम् पतयो द्विजातयः स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति युष्माभिर्गृहमेदिनः तद्यातदेव यजनम् पतयो वो द्विजातयः स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति युष्माभिर्गृहमेदिनः स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति युष्माभिर्गृहमेदिनः तद्यातदेव यजनम् स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति युष्माभिर्गृहमेदिनः युष्माभिर्यजनम् पतयो द्विजातयः स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति युष्माभिर्गृहमेदिनः
मतजिस्
स्वसत्रं पारयिष्यन्ति यस्माभिर्गृहमेदि
वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग तत् देयरफॉर यात गो देवयजनम् टू द सैक्रिफिशियल अरेना पतयाः द हस्बैंड्स वह युअर्स द्विजातयः द ब्राह्मणास स्वसत्रम देयर ओन सैक्रिफाइसेस पारयिष्यन्ति विल बी एबल टू फिनिश युष्माभिः टुगेदर विद यू गृहमेदिना द हाउसहोल्डर्स ट्रांसलेशन You should thus return to the sacrificial arena because your husbands, the learned brahmanas, are householders and need your assistance to finish their respective sacrifices. So there is no purport to this verse, so we'll read the next verse. Shri Patnayaha Uchuhu Maivam Vibho Arhati Bhavan मैवं विभो अर्हति भवान् गदितुं रुशंसं सत्यं कुरुष्व निगमं तव पादमूलं प्राप्ता वयं तुलसीदाम पदावसृष्टं केशैर्निवोधुं अतिलिङ्घ्य समस्तबन्धुं ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द वाइव्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणास रिप्लाइड ओ माइटी वन Please do not speak such cruel words. Rather, you should fulfill your promise that you always reciprocate with your devotees in kind. Now that we have attained your lotus feet, We simply wish to remain here in the forest so we may carry upon our heads the garlands of tulsi leaves. You may neglectfully kick away with your lotus feet. We are ready to give up all material relationships. Purport. Here, the Brahmana's wives are saying something similar to what the gopis say at the beginning of the rasa dance. Bhagavatam 10th canto, 29th chapter, 31st verse. When Lord Krishna tells them to go home as well. Like this verse, the gopis' statement begins with the words, Maivam vibho arhati bhavan gaditum drus samsham. Nigama refers to the Vedic literature, which states that one who surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord does not return to this material world. Thus the Brahmana's wives appealed to the Lord that since they had surrendered to him, it was unfair for him to order them to return to their materialistic husbands. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna might have pointed out to the Brahmana's wives, you young ladies are members of the aristocratic Brahmana community. So, how can you surrender at the feet of a mere cowherd boy? To this, the ladies might have replied, since we have already surrendered at your lotus feet, and since we desire to become your servant, we are obviously not maintaining a false identification as members of the so-called Brahmana community. You can easily ascertain this from our words. Lord Krishna might have replied, I am a cowherd boy and my proper maid servants and girlfriends are the cowherd girls, the gopis. The wives might have answered, true, let them be so. Let them shine forth if you are embarrassed in front of your relatives to make Brahmana ladies your maid servants. We certainly don't want to embarrass you. We will not go to your village, but will rather remain in Vrindavan like the presiding deities of the forest. We simply desire to perfect our lives by even a slight trace of connection with you. Thus, by the spiritual insight of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we learn that the Brahmana's wives offered to remain at a distance and simply take the tulsi leaves that would fall from the lotus feet of Krishna or be crushed by the feet of his girlfriends when he would embrace them. The ladies offered to carry these tulsi leaves upon their heads, thus renouncing the desire to become Krishna's intimate girlfriends or maid servants, a position they knew was difficult to achieve. The young Brahmana ladies begged to remain in Vrindavan forest. If the Lord had then asked, then what will your family members say? They would have replied, we have already transcended our so-called relatives because we are seeing you, the Supreme Lord, face to face. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಟ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಔಟ್ಸೆಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ರೇವ್ ದಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾದರ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಮೆಸೇಜಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಐ ರಿಯಲಿ ಬೆಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ನೌ ದಿಸ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ರೀಇನ್ಫೋರ್ಸಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರವಣಂ. ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ರಾಮಿನೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಥ್ರೂ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ. ಇನ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನಾಯಂ ಸುಖಾಪೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದೇಹಿ ನಾಂ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಸುತಃ ಜ್ಞಾನಿನಾಂ ಚ ಆತ್ಮಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಯಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮತಾಂ ಇಹ. ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ಯಶೋದ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸೆಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಟರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೈವಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಸಿವಿಯರ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೆನನ್ಸಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಅವೈಲೇಬಲ್ ಟು ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಬಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲೇಬಲ್ ಟು ತಪಸ್ವೀಸ್ ಯೋಗೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಬೈ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ನೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೇರ್ ಬೈ ಇವೆಂಚುಲಿ ಬೈ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ಮಾಂ ಅಭಿಜಾನಾತಿ ಯವನ್ ಯಸ್ ಚಸ್ವಿ ತತ್ವತಃ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ವೇ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡನ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ರಾಧಾನಾಥ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವುಡ್ ಆಫನ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಅಟೈನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೈ ಮಂತ್ರ ತಂತ್ರ. ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ ವೆರಿ ಫ್ರೀಕ್ವೆಂಟ್ಲಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೆಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮಂತ್ರ ತಂತ್ರ ಆರ್ ಯಂತ್ರ ಬಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ನೌ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ವರಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಭಿಜ್ಞ. ದೀಸ್ ಟು ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾದಮ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಕನ್ಸೀವ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೈ ಅವರ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್. ನೋ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಹೌ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್, ವಿ ರಿಯಲಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾದಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹೌ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಯು ನೋ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಗಿವನ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಹೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವಿಷಸ್ ಸರ್ಪೆಂಟ್ ಕಲಿಯಾ, ದಿ ವೈವ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯಾ ವೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್. ದೇ ಸೇ ಕಸ್ಯ ಅನುಭಾವ ಅಸ್ಯ ನ ದೇವ ವಿದ್ಮಹೆ ತವ ಅಂಗ್ರಿ ರೇಣು ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಅಧಿಕಾರ. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ಅವರ್ ವಿಷಸ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಕಾಲಿಯಾ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಅಧಿಕಾರ್, ಹೌ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಟು ಬಿ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಡಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಇವನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಂಡರಿಂಗ್. ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ವೈವ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ನೋ ದೇರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ವಿಷಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ಸೊರಾಟ್, ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್. ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಟು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಫೇವರ್. ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲಾಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಶಾವರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಹಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ದ್ವಿಜಪತ್ನೀಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಲವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಶಾವರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಸ್ಟಾಪಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. So on that particular day, after the pastime of clothes of gopis, Vraja gopis being stolen by Krishna, Krishna decided to enact another beautiful pastime, and that is this pastime which we are talking about. We have heard about it so many times, and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in one class has actually summarized everything that needs to be said on this subject. But nevertheless, I will make a vain attempt to speak a few words on this topic. So, the gopas were hungry, or at least they pretended that they were hungry because they felt that Krishna and Balaram must be hungry. And on this particular day, Lord Krishna, it is described I think in Gopal Champu, that Lord Krishna orchestrated the events in a particular way. He chose a path which was away from any path where the gopas could find any food, like fruits on the trees or anything like that. Away from that. So there was no breakfast. The lunch tiffin had not come from Yashoda Mai. So they were all famished, and as Krishna Balaram were also famished. And the gopas go and plead with the Lord that please find some way of our getting food. It has been talked about again and again. So I'll be very brief about this aspect of it. So Krishna wanted to give equal opportunity both to the brahmanas who were performing these yajnas and also to their wives. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. He gives equal opportunity to everyone. So he wanted to give an opportunity to the brahmanas also who were performing the yajnas in the sacrificial arena. So he first asks the gopas, he says that you go to these brahmanas, go to the sacrificial arena where the brahmanas are, you know, performing the yajna, and beg food for them on behalf of my elder brother Balaram and for myself also. You ask for food. And after going there, just, you know, show them due respect, stand away, and do not, you know, force them to do anything. In other words, you keep a respectful distance. And then see what happens. So the boys, the gopas, they went to the sacrificial arena. The brahmanas were performing the sacrifices, and they waited for the right, the opportune moment, stood quite a distance away, very respectfully, very graciously. They then said that today we have, all of us, you know, including Krishna and Balaram, we are all very much away from Nanda Maharaja's house. And they cannot see where we are. And there is no possibility of our getting any food from Nanda Maharaja's house. And then say, it is mentioned in the Gopal Champu, that they say that Krishna and Balaram feel that your house is as good as their father's house. So please, you know, come part with some food. And also he can tell you that this particular time, if you may think that one should not give in charity at this point in time while the sacrifices are going on. But we can tell you that this is okay. You know, this time you can give in charity. Now, the unfortunate brahmanas, unfortunate because they just kept silent. Mum. His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu described this very, you know, nicely the other day. So we won't go into it. But he just kept mum, completely ignored the boys. They could have said, yeah, come after some time, I'll give you. Or say, no, how audacious of you that when we are performing sacrifice, you come and ask for food. He could have said that, but they didn't say anything. They just kept silent, ignored them. The cowherd boys who wanted to serve their dear friend Krishna, they were very much disappointed, and they came back to Krishna, crestfallen, because they were not able to please Krishna. When you are not able to please Krishna, naturally you feel unhappy. So they were feeling very unhappy. They came to the Lord and said that, see, this is our experience. We went to the brahmanas, but brahmanas did not oblige. They did not give. Krishna said, don't you worry. Don't have any worries. Don't have any anxiety. Now you go to Vijayapatnis. Having given an opportunity to Dvija. Normally Krishna does not give service. Here Krishna gave service to the Brahmanas and they refused it. It's so difficult to get seva of the Supreme Lord. People aspire for it, but they may not get. For years together you may not get service. So when you get a chance to serve, you have to grab. So here they forget about grabbing, they just kept mum, they were inert. So here now he says that you go to the Dvijapatnis. Now these Dvijapatnis, they carry love for me in their hearts. After having gone there, you don't even have to ask for food, don't even have to beg for food. Just tell them that Krishna and Balaram are in the neighborhood. And when you tell them that, just see the result. You don't have to say anything else. So these Gopas were very happy that a way has been found, you know, to satisfy Krishna and Balaram's hunger and their hunger also. So they just rushed, they ran to that particular spot where to the houses of these Dvijapatnis, and then they said, Krishna and Balaram are in the neighboring forest. That's all. They didn't say that please give some food. So as soon as this information came to the wives of the Brahmanas who were performing the yajnas, they immediately, you know, did things. What they did was that they were always eager to see Krishna in their hearts. Now, we must remember that these Dvijapatnis had never ever seen Krishna. They had just heard about the glories of Krishna. Just heard about the glories of Krishna. And having heard the glories of Krishna, they developed love for Krishna. So this is the result of Shravanam. Sincere, you know, hearing of the glories of Krishna. You start loving Krishna. You start developing devotion of Krishna. The other day, His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu narrated to us the episode of Rukmini Devi. How she also writes a letter to Krishna. She has also not seen Krishna. Of course, she is a different personality. She has also not seen Krishna. But she has heard about the glories of Krishna and she wants to marry him and only him. No one else on the surface of earth. So she sends a letter. So she has also heard the glories. So we can understand how very, very important it is, how very important it is to hear the pastimes of the Lord. How important it is to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So we have to serve the Bhagavatam every day. And by the process of Shravanam. This way, the Brahmana Patnis, they become very, very excited, extremely excited, just to be able to serve Krishna. So what do they do? As soon as they came to know that Krishna Balaram had come, Akshipta Manasa Babuva Jata Sambramaha. They became very, very excited. So this is very important. If we should feel excitement when we come to know that our spiritual master is arriving. We have to feel that excitement within the core of our hearts. Otherwise, in our heart, we are like dry people. That there is not even a ripple of excitement when the spiritual master has come. Then there is something wrong. So here, they got very excited that our beloved Krishna, whom we have, you know, whose love for whom we have stored in our heart, he has come. So what did they do? Chaturvidham bahugunam annam adaya bhajanehi abhisasruhu priyam sarvaha samudram iva nimnagaha. A very beautiful sentence, extremely beautiful sentence. So taking along in large vessel the four kinds of foods, full of fine taste and aromas, all the ladies went forth to meet Krishna. They were not told that, please come, I will show you the way. No, they collected everything, all the samagri, you know, food items, everything, and they just put it in large vessels, and just, you know, they started going with wherever the Lord was there. So this shows their excitement. Now it says that, samudram iva nimnagaha. Now, when the rivers join the ocean, they just go, they just flow. so very, very vigorously. They are not worried about any obstacles that come their way. They just, you know, push aside everything and go. Similarly here, I won't go into the detail, they overruled all the objections that were there from their husbands or anybody else who tried to obstruct their path. So that has to be the intensity of love that we feel for the Lord. Unfortunately, we lack it, at least speaking for myself, I lack it. So we lack that intensity of love for the Lord. And if you have seen rivers flowing toward the sea, what intensity they have. Tremendous intensity. They go and join the ocean. Their journey is complete only when they go and join the ocean. Similarly, here these rivers, you know, were very, very, you know, here the ladies were extremely anxious to somehow or the other go and meet the Lord of their heart. Abhisasruhu priyam sarvaha. So all of them went, and those who did not go were also carrying Krishna in their heart, though they are serving Krishna in separation. So what happened when they went? The Dvijapatnis, when they reached where Krishna was, the Lord welcomed them. I won't go into the details. And he says, Swagatam vo Mahabhaga. He says, oh greatly fortunate ladies, Dvijapatnis, Swagatam, I welcome you. Please come and sit here. So he welcomes them with very, very sweet words. And then he throws a bombshell. What is the bombshell that is described in the verse here? Tadyata deva yajanam patayo vo dvijatayaha. You should thus return to the sacrificial arena because your husbands, the learned brahmanas, are householders and need your assistance to finish their respective sacrifices. Now, apparently these words, you know, are not offensive. These words are not words which can make somebody unhappy. But these sweet words of Krishna make the Dvijapatnis very, very unhappy. How unhappy? They say, Maivam vibho arhati bhavan gaditum prushamsam. They say that Krishna says that, please, don't speak such harsh words, cruel words. No. To people like us, these are not cruel words. He has welcomed them, made them sit, and, you know, and has told them. But they are very much hurt, affectionate. The same thing happens to the Vrajagopis, and the same words are also used by the Vrajagopis to express their discontent when, just before the Ras dance, this pastime takes place, there also they say, use the same word, Maivam vibho arhati bhavan gaditum rushamsam. They say, Krishna, don't be so cruel. They say that we have left everything to come to you. We have left our babies, we have left our household, we have left our husband, everyone. We have faced all kinds of opposition to come to you. And now you are asking us to go. Here also Krishna is asking them to go back to the place, sacrificial arena, where the husbands are performing. Now, if you look at it objectively, Krishna has not given a wrong advice, isn't it? It is right for the Ardhanginis or the housewives to be by the side of their husbands when the husbands are performing yajna. It's not wrong. Like we read in the Ramayana that when Lord Ramchandra, after Sita, was sent to Valmiki Ashram and Ram wanted to perform a sacrifice, he got made a beautiful vigraha of Mother Sita with gold, and that was made to sit beside Ramchandra while he was performing the yajna. So what Krishna is saying is not wrong, basically, isn't it? But this has hurt them. He said, please do not speak such cruel words, because their aspiration has been crushed. Their aspiration to be with the Lord of their heart has been crushed. And they say so many beautiful things. So they say that we are expecting reciprocation from you. You always reciprocate. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam. We are expecting reciprocation from you and we are not getting it. We were wanting to be with you, but you are not saying, be with me. That reciprocation is not there. So they feel very, very unhappy within the core of their hearts. And they say that we have already given up all our material relationships. Now we are no relatives. Now one who surrenders to you, sarva dharman parityaja, one who surrenders to you, then there is nothing, no connection with the material world, and you are asking us to go back to the material world. Therefore the words that Krishna is speaking are like bombshell. They are completely disturbed by even the sweet words. It happens in our lives also. Whenever, you know, we have a certain expectation from certain person, certain words to come from certain people or certain actions to come from certain people, and when they are frustrated, apparently they have behaved very nicely with us, but we get completely perturbed by even with the sweet words. Sweet words are like bullets coming and hitting us. So eventually it all depends on our consciousness. What is the consciousness with which, you know, we are doing things, what we are doing? That's very, very important. And then what are they begging in the purport we read? They are just begging that just let us remain connected with you, somehow or the other. Now this is a very beautiful statement that the Dvijapatnis are making, extremely instructive, in the sense that they are not aspiring for personal association with Krishna. They are not asking for that. They said, please, allow us to remain in the Vrindavan forest. Let us somehow or the other get to see you. Let us somehow or the other be connected with you. That's enough for us. We don't want, you know, proximity. As His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj very frequently tells us, that proximity to a spiritual master is not necessarily the criterion for advancement in spiritual. Carrying out the instructions of the spiritual master is more relevant. So very clearly making a statement here that, you know, here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that the Brahmana's wives offer to remain at a distance and simply take tulsi leaves that would fall from the lotus feet of Krishna or be crushed by the feet of his girlfriends when he would embrace them. So they are not expecting anything from the Lord. They just want to be there. But yet the Lord is saying, please, you know, just tadyata devayajanam, just go to the sacrificial arena. That's what he is saying. So in the purport, there is a beautiful statement that has been made. Thus, by the spiritual insight of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we learn that the Brahmana's wives offer to remain at a distance and simply take tulsi leaves that will fall from the lotus feet of Krishna or be crushed by the feet of his girlfriend when he would embrace them. So here this word is very, very significant. I am grateful to my daughter Radharani for having given me some insight on the word insight. So I want to speak about it a little. Maybe not as effectively as she would have done, but nevertheless, I want to speak about insight. What is insight? And then we'll talk about what is spiritual insight. Insight, according to some, is intuition. Now, in this material world also, there are many people whom we admire for their insight. They have a lot of experience, they have done a lot of reading, they are worldly wise, and in a given situation, they feel, okay, do this way. Intuitively they say, you do this, you do that. That is intuition. And people get a lot of respect for those who can, you know, very nicely, you know, who have an insight into various things. They are very much appreciated. And they get a lot of respect from the people at large. Because by dint of their experience and by dint of their knowledge, they are able to guide people in difficulties. So these are people with insight. But what is spiritual insight? So spiritual insight is something totally different from insight. Insight many people may have after, you know, getting some grey hair, you know. You may develop insight in certain fields, certain areas of activity. But spiritual insight, that is something which is gift of the Supreme Lord, gift of God. So it is in the domain of pure pure and empowered devotees only will have spiritual insight. Many people will have insight, but only the pure devotees and empowered devotees will have spiritual insight. Now, we find that Srila Rupa Goswami, he knew the heart of the Supreme Lord. We have so many stories regarding that. He knew what is in the heart of Lord Chaitanya Dev. And he was Lord Chaitanya Deva had permeated his consciousness to such an extent that he would be in a position to appreciate whatever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. So such devotees who are on most exalted platform of Krishna consciousness are a class apart. They are a class apart. Why? Because the Lord speaks to them. The Lord speaks to them, and because the Lord speaks to them, they are able to transcend the mere words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now when you read this purport, the first impression I got was that, you know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is putting words in the mouth of the gopis. It's not so. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is an empowered, pure devotee of the Lord, is actually transmitting the actual state of affairs that are there. So he's doing that. So it's very, very important. So we cannot fathom actually the depth of devotion of a pure devotee. It's very difficult. Or even the greatness of a pure devotee. How great the devotee is. We cannot estimate how great Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is. We cannot estimate how great Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada is, or Param Guru. We cannot estimate. It's simply not possible to estimate. Once the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, he asked somebody to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. He asked, why is it necessary for you, Prabhupada, to hear? After all, you have written Srimad Bhagavatam. Why is it necessary for you to sit and hear? So at that time, Srila Prabhupada said that these words are not my words. These are Krishna's words. So the Lord is therefore speaking through his pure devotees. That's a very, very important thing. So here, therefore, the word that by the spiritual insight of, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, something has happened here, that is very, very important. So, how great is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Very briefly, I will talk about it. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a pure devotee who was responsible for the revival, renaissance of the Vaishnava, philosophy and Vaishnava Sampradaya, when there was a period between the year 1600 and 1700, which was considered as a dark age in our Vaishnava tradition, he completely rejuvenated, gave life to the Vaishnava philosophy. So it's that great. In every temple, every center of ISKCON, every day, we chant the Davanala prayers written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Everywhere. They're so potent prayers. Because by chanting those prayers, if we really understand and appreciate, we can know everything about that it needs to be known about bhakti, we can appreciate. So that is the power of the prayers. So every center, everywhere, all over the world, his prayers are that great is our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So He is described as the crest jewel of the Vaishnavas because of his pure devotion, his profound scholarship, and what is important, his realized perception of Radha Krishna's intimate conjugal pastimes. It's not just theoretical. Many people may speak eloquently about Radha Krishna's pastimes without having even an iota of realization. But here he had that realization of the absolute truth. Therefore, it is very difficult. It is described that Vishwanath Chakravarti is, one should not compare pure devotees, but he was very, as close to, the caliber and stature of Srila Rupa Goswami. That's what it is described. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur glorifies Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as a person who was a protector, guardian and acharya during the middle period. I said that the dark age, 1600 to 1700, of the historical development of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So it is described that in a dream, Lord Sri Krishna ordered Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to make commentaries on Goswami's books, and immediately he started writing. He's a prolific writer. If you go through the titles of some of the books that he has written, everybody has an access to that. Simply prolific. Perhaps next only to Srila Rupa Goswami. Such prolific, you know, writings are there. He immediately started writing, and it is described that when he would write, clouds would come into the sky and, you know, protect him, you know, from the sun's radiation, heat. Sun's radiation can sometimes, you know, give, you know, burns, you know. There are people, the cricketers apply, you know, some kind of a cream to protect themselves from the sun's glare. This radiation is very relevant to me right now because my wife is undergoing radiation. So radiation is something which can actually scald or burn. So here, he was being protected by the clouds, by Krishna's arrangement. So, and it is written that when there was torrential rainfall, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was writing the Srimad Bhagavatam, and there was torrential rainfall, and when that rain fell down, it did not a drop of it, you know, would touch Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or the Bhagavatam. They would not be affected. Rain everywhere. But he was able to carry on with his, you know, writings. So that was being protected by the Lord. And there are so many other pastimes. I don't know how much time I have. Have some more time? 9:15. So there are so many other pastimes. So it is said that while he was compiling Mantrartha Deepika on Kama Gayatri Mantra, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was guided personally by Srimati Radharani. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur thought that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said that there are 24 and a half moons, or 24 and a half syllables in the Kama Gayatri Mantra. And he thought that Vishwanath Chakravarti for a moment thought that maybe Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami may have gone wrong somewhere. Radharani came in a dream and told him, "Look, you are my dear devotee. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is also my dear devotee. He has not committed any mistake. It is 24 and a half. So that way she gave correction to him. So, and then last pastime I will conclude, when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was very, very, very old, emaciated, what happened was there was a crisis of sorts in amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And what was the crisis? The crisis was that the followers of Srila Ramanujacharya, they questioned, they asked the king, they said that, "Whom are you following? Whose line are you following?" The king said, "You know, I am a follower of Gaudiya Vaishnavism." And then they challenged him. He said that, "Actually, you know, your line doesn't belong to any one of the four sampradayas which are there amongst the Vaishnavas. You are on a wrong track. I suggest that you take initiation from, you know, one of the disciples of Ramanujacharya. Come in that line." The king was very much disturbed. And one more argument they said, that you don't have any bhashya or commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. So you are not bona fide. The king was disturbed, very disturbed. It was very difficult to take for him. He knew within the core of his heart that what he was doing was right. But you know, when a king is challenged, then all the subjects also will follow suit in case he changes his track. So therefore, the king, you know, sent word to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was not in a position to even go anywhere because he was old and he was sick. So then he chose his crest jewel among his disciples, that is Baldev Vidyabhushan. He called him and he said, "Go and, you know, defend the Vaishnavism that all of us are following and all of us are preaching. So Baldev, he went to the place near some Balta or something, I forget the name of that place. He went there, near Jaipur, there was a village. And in that village, these discussions were taking place. He went there. Once he went there, he was told, why don't you, you don't even have a commentary. So what authority do you have to come and discuss with us, So then Baldev, he asked for 7 days, some say 30 days, whatever. So he asked for some grace period. And he said, by that time, when I come back, everything will be ready. So he went to Govindadev. He prayed, he cried in front of the Lord. He cried and he prayed to his spiritual master, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then the Lord, reciprocated with him. How he virtually, dictated what should be the bhashya. And on so many sutras of Vedanta, a beautiful bhashya was ready, compiled within 7 days, and it was brought to the venue of debate. And when people heard what was there, they said, this is something that we have never heard before. This is great. So they were very much, they very much appreciated. And then at that time, he got the title of Baldev Vidyabhushan, an ornament to those who have learning. So that Baldev Vidyabhushan. So we find, therefore, this term spiritual insight is very, very important. So he is actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is actually telling us what actually transpired. We have read the verse, we do not know exactly what has happened there, but Baldev Vidyabhushan, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling us exactly what must have been the mode of discussion and conversation, that took place between Krishna. It is not spelt out in the pages of Bhagavatam, but he is, telling us that this is what must have happened. He must have, Krishna might have replied, I am a covered boy, and my proper maid servants and girlfriends are covered girls, the gopis. Therefore, you are not fit to be my, servants. You are, after all, dvijapatnis, aristocratic. So that way, discussion which is being, juxtaposed here by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So I would like to conclude now. If I have spoken something beyond my realization, I beg all of you to please forgive me. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments or anything, please feel free. Any comments? Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.